The divide is widening between the United States and many of its allies over the International Criminal Court. The Bush administration long has made clear its distaste for the court. In May, it pulled out of the treaty establishing the tribunal. Now the U.S. is warning foreign governments that it may cut their military aid unless they sign agreements protecting Americans from ever facing trial at the court. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
At the State Department yesterday, Secretary of State Colin Powell and Spain's Foreign Secretary Ana Palacio faced a wall of reporters and their questions about whether Spain would be willing to grant Americans immunity from prosecution at the International Criminal Court, or ICC. Ana Palacio dodged the question.
Spain is not just Spain. Spain is also European Union. And we will be addressing on the more constructive way this issue by the end of this month.
But the reporters persisted, asking Secretary Powell whether the U.S. is in fact bullying foreign governments into signing so-called Article 98 agreements, after a provision in the ICC treaty that allows countries to negotiate immunity for their forces.
We are having discussions with all of our European Union and other friends around the world on Article 98 negotiations, but we're not bludgeoning or threatening any of our friends. We're discussing with them our concerns about the ICC and a way of dealing with those concerns through Article 98.
Many of the U.S.'s closest allies, including NATO members, are exempted from the plans to withhold military aid. So far, two countries, Israel and Romania, have signed agreements with the U.S. John Bolton, the State Department's Undersecretary for Arms Control and International Security, says no country has officially refused to do so. But a number of foreign governments have publicly objected to the U.S. plans, among them Yugoslavia and, yesterday, Switzerland. Kenneth Roth is executive director of Human Rights Watch. He says for many U.S. allies, this tactic of using military aid as a weapon has exhausted patience with the Bush administration.
First in May, it unsigned President Clinton's signature on the court's treaty. Then in June and July, it threatened U.N. peacekeeping around the world unless Americans were exempted from the court's jurisdiction. And now it's running around strong-arming not adversaries, but democracies, allies around the world. And they are flabbergasted at the Bush administration's insistence that international law can apply to everybody else, but shouldn't apply to Americans.
But the Bush administration says the United States is in a unique position. The international community asks it to intervene all over the world to restore peace, and the U.S. cannot risk the possibility of hostile nations bringing politically motivated cases against Americans, especially peacekeepers. The State Department's John Bolton argues that the U.S. isn't, in fact, asking for any special favors. Now that the U.S. is no longer a party to the treaty creating the court, he says, it's not fair that Americans should face trials in it. And Bolton says efforts to win other countries over to that point of view are going rather well.
We have not used a stick or pressure with anybody. We are arguing this on the merits. That's why we've already signed up two countries, why we're very optimistic of signing up a number more, and why we think ultimately we're going to get Article 98 agreements from most of the countries in the world.
David Sheffer sees things differently. As ambassador for war crimes issues under the Clinton administration, he spent years negotiating the creation of the International Criminal Court. He says it's not just that the U.S. won't participate. It has crossed into active obstruction, and that will end up hurting the U.S., he argues.
For us to assume that the rule of law can indeed be upheld with the United States outside of this entire regime, I think, is a gravely mistaken strategy. It will come back and hit us very, very hard in the future. We should be on the front line, not in the back whining and arguing and saying that somehow we should not be part of this process, that somehow we're intimidated by it.
But the case that the U.S. should not be subject to the jurisdiction of the court is precisely what the Bush administration plans to argue in coming weeks and months. As for the court, it's expected to be up and running next year. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.